Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication. In the day of my trouble, I call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any other works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name, for you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God.
How many of you felt uncomfortable in that silence? It's okay if you felt uncomfortable, because I was even uncomfortable just standing here. During that time, no mouths have moved, no words have been spoken, and that is what silence is. The absence of sound is required at times. When others, it is appropriate to speak up. Today, I may not be talking about the normal senior sermon tradition about faith stories and college paths, but I am going to talk about my life path. The way we all act affects those around us and even may change someone's path on their own journey. This sermon is about speaking. Like most things in life, there's an opposite view to the story. When one person speaks, the other has to hear. The first word in today's passage is the word hear. The passage then goes on to ask God to answer or reply. And again, we are stuck with needing to use our voices. In church, we are told to sing and to praise and shout all for the Lord. Because what is God? God is unending. He is powerful. He is forgiving. And most of all, God is love. And if any of you remember VBS a few years ago, you would know that you would know the scripture 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8 by heart. And if any of you do know it, feel free to sing along. Love is patient, love is kind, do 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 do, does not envy, does not boast, do 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 do. Do do is not proud, it is not rude. Do 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 do, it is not self-seeking. Do 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 do, is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love is patient, love is kind. Do 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 do. Follow the way of love. Follow the way of love. Can everyone say that? Follow the way of love. Follow the way of love. One more time. Follow the way of love. Follow the way of love. Thank you. God loves every single one of us for who we are. And God made everyone perfect in his eyes, and that will not change. Even in this VBS, we learn that God made all of us his very own masterpiece. We are all unique and original and perfect in God's eyes. We need to love and respect everyone, no matter who or what they are. And at the beginning, I said that silence is necessary at times. And I want all of you to hear and listen as I say right now that now is not one of those times. We live in such a divided world, and it seems like we are afraid to talk about things that are too serious or too personal, and even things we disagree on. Politics, sexuality, mental illness are huge topics that most keep silent about, but when we should, what we should be doing it about it is talking. But hold on. Don't whip out your phone. Don't start texting or Facebook or tweeting the next political statement that comes to your mind. Because, shoot, sorry. Okay. They all got flipped upside down. There we go. Okay. So before we Facebook the next political thing that comes into our mind, think about what others want to hear too. It never helps to argue one side without listening to the others. No one really hears anything unless they're open-minded and willing to hear the other side. I recently just learned this when someone I loved was deciding whether or not to move to Arizona. I begged her to stay and realized that any of my arguments were useless because no matter what I did and no matter how I argued, she already had made up her mind, even if she didn't say it out loud. So I just stopped. This really makes sense in our own lives too, because recently been in high school, thank God I'm out, I have learned that in government, the most of the time the country is good and stable is when we meet in the middle. And it's when we give up a little to be with the other side. If not, it's a constant battle that no matter how hard we try, how hard we argue, or even Facebook, we get nowhere. Unless someone is willing to meet in the middle, we just need to stop and to let go and to move on and to realize that it's not going to work out the way we want it to. It might be pretty scary at first to talk about all these topics that are controversial, but that's okay. Sometimes there needs to be one, like Jesus, who shakes things up and shows people that it's okay to say something that gets people talking. All it takes is one, and if all it takes is one, then I hope people can start tagging along soon. Because my name is Caitlin, and I'm a liberal female who may suffer with bipolar disorder, and I may be bisexual, but I know for a fact that God loves me because God's love is unconditional, which means that no matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter how I am, God loves me. And no one, including myself, should be afraid to be themselves and to say what they're feeling. Enough of the controversy, because nowhere in the Bible does it say that God doesn't love every single one of his children. Last time I checked, no matter what anyone says or does, God gives them a second chance. So what I want you to do is to turn to your neighbor and give them a high five and tell them you love them, because none of us may be perfect, but you are still loved. So, in conclusion, speak up. Don't be afraid to talk about something that's a little taboo. Help others show that it's okay to speak up. Support and love is what we need right now, not silence. God loves you for who you are, not who you aren't, so just be yourself. Psalms 86 told us that things may not always be easy, but God is always with us. And with God by our side, nothing can stop us. So don't let other silence stop you. Thank you.